everyone. We are back with the next episode of V Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, but today I won't be having my co-host, Avira, because he's sitting this one out due to health issues. I wish for him a speedy recovery, that he'll be back on the show soon, but for the meantime, you'll just have to do with the rest of us. And starting with Noble.
Hello.
What are you doing? Are you trying to start your one-man armband factory?
Yep.
There we go, guys. The secret's out. Everybody go in there and start investing in stocks and shit.
Noble Enterprises.
That's a good one, actually. I should look if it's been registered.
A company owned by the Furry Raiders, LLC. I digress. Next on the show is No Dragons Please.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good to have you back again.
Yeah, good to be back again, especially on a very interesting week.
Oh, it has been, you know. Everything always happens at the last minutes. As we've all, you know, as with life. What can you do? And last on the show this week is Earth's Power.
Hello, thanks for having me again.
Yeah,
welcome
good to
back.
Have you again.
Thanks.
Yeah, so how are things on your end?
I'm doing good. Hopefully, if everything goes right next month, I'll be back to work.
Yeah, but you know, there's a big cluster at the moment because now everything is like closing down again and again and again after, you know, everything rushed to reopen and now things are closing down again.
Yeah, so I guess we have to just waiting to see in time. Only time can tell.
Good old virus that cannot be named.
Yes, cannot be named.
No, at risk of our stream being cancelled, we cannot officially say it. No, but who seriously, who cares? Anyway, so let's start with the show's routine, yeah? First and foremost, speaking of virus, you know, perfect segue. What do you know? Who would have thought? We've got an interesting kind of, you know, discussion here. Slog says, can being a furry protect you from coronavirus?
I say yes, and we get everyone on the world on the train now.
There we go. Question answered. Debate closed. Topic over. push this to your government. You know, push this on a federal, local, and state level.
Maybe you can get stimulus packages for your fursuit.
Yeah, state mandated and all that. Like, everybody must be a furry or you won't be cured.
Exactly. I like the idea.
Well, the other question is, how do you decontaminate the fursuit?
I don't know. Remember, if the idea was that furries can, you know, if it's a protection from coronavirus, why would you need to? No, I'm
exactly.
Kidding. But honestly, though... Does this count? Does a fursuit count as a face mask? Serious question.
It can, in theory at least.
Oh, man.
I would say so, theoretically.
If you have more of your body covered than a mask, so.
Yeah, it's a body mask, a face mask, and an everything mask all in one. Win-win, right?
Win-win, yep, exactly.
I mean, you know, we've seen the world come up with such creative solutions, like, you know, trying to invent, like, a walking bubble to protect yourself from the virus, but seriously.
Can you just picture a bunch of people in a fursuit, like, getting ready to go into a grocery store and buy stuff, though?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that'd be wrong. You know, I can understand that here in Australia in the wintertime, but in America, when you got the, 100-degree weather?
Hey, I mean, it doesn't matter. You just do it for the yiff.
You do it for all the things too. I think you do it as well for the, you know, for the virus protection in this case.
Yeah.
Like, season doesn't matter, but I mean, come on. Remember that the coronavirus started in, like, you know, closer to winter time in the States, like, or when winter is ending. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when they said the heat was going to kill it? And then it just got hot, and now I'm just sweaty and worried about still getting sick.
No, right? Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, there's also some other great ideas, too. Garter Fox says, welcome to the group and all that, says, hazmat suit with fur.
I love the idea.
But I know, right? Actually, come to think of it, I might actually just switch my icon over. But no, don't. You can't do the hazmat suits because now hazmat suits are racist. Oh. Remember that all those times ago when people wanted to stop the virus that shall not be named, and you know, corona and hazmat suits were branded racist.
All right, so when's fursuits going to be branded as racist?
Oh, I don't know. When they say when it's viable, you know, and it's a viable form of virus protection, maybe, or something. I don't know.
When people stop thinking that furries are just people who like to dress up and get kinky.
There we go.
It's perfect.
Right, we've just been banned from YouTube.
I had to. Who could blame me, though?
That is true.
Right. But honestly, though, they say, you know, so let's read the rest of this article. We're all doing our best to adjust to long-term life in a pandemic, but one group amongst us might be uniquely prepared for this new, weird new world. Furries. Weird new world, huh? What does that remind me of? What world do we live in?
I don't know. Oh, yes.
Precisely. Cloud world.
I was going to say Black Mirror's got nothing on the real world.
I mean, you know.
Maybe that's why Black Mirror has no new seasons coming out currently. It's because the real world is just too awful.
Well, it could be a bestiality episode.
Oh, wow.
God, you guys are going to take this too, but I think, you know, the real world is more, you know, is stranger than fiction sometimes. In this case, maybe Black Mirror. I digress. And then get this, though. He says, the article says, I think that furries are more prepared for wearing masks for a prolonged period of time, and I think that furries are more accustomed to interactions with friends online.
Bold of them to assume that we have friends.
What about gamers? Right.
Yeah, well, and all that stuff. And wearing masks for long periods. Something that normies not really used to, are they?
I think that's kind of accurate, yeah.
I mean, I don't think you'll find a Karen in a fursuit.
I mean,
don't that say be, that.
I think that thing is going to be too soon.
I think you find a Chad before you find a Karen in fursuit.
I definitely also agree with this. There'll definitely be a Chad before a Karen.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's a tall order to find a Chad, considering, you know, the majority demographic is more suited for maybe finding Karens than Chads.
Well, maybe.
But, you know, optimism being what it is, you know, things are turning around and we're going to find more Chads in the world.
That's true.
You'll know it when you see it, is what I will say.
That's true.
But essentially, yeah. But essentially, yeah, like, just think about it. No, you actually need an extra layer of protection. Like, you put a conventional, face mask on top of a fursuit. Is that literally like taking, you know, protection to the extreme?
I was thinking of making some as props, but then I realized logistics of doing that. But no, that would actually be really funny.
I know, right? Like especially made, you know, muzzle coverings.
Oh, talking of which, I still think I got that picture up somewhere. Where is it? Here it is. Here we go. Where are you?
Yeah, but other than that, though, as far as the rest of this are concerned, okay, what'd you send? What have you sent me this time? Oh, give me a second. Oh, yeah, nah. And I'm not. I mean, like as I was saying, you know, custom made face masks for muzzles are gonna may be a thing in furry corona world. But I digress.
So here's a question. What if they deem fursuits bad, but like better than not, like being a normie? But then you also have to cover your fursuit with a different suit.
Oh mate.
That would just be dangerous.
Suitception.
That's what we were saying, you know, fursuit under a hazmat suit, fursuit under another layer of suit to protect it.
Fursuit under a business suit that is in a hazmat suit, that is in a walking bubble. That is maximum kind of protection. Me of those,
what's those things that you could put apart that's like, it gets smaller and smaller, but it's inside the same thing? Kind of reminds me of those things.
Oh, are you talking about those, like, doll toys?
Yeah.
Russian dolls.
Yeah, the Russian dolls.
Russian stacking dolls, was it?
I believe it's Russian stacking dolls. Yeah. At the very minimal layer, you just have normie.
I know, right? Mm-hmm.
I know, but... Yeah, but in the end, it's... But seriously, question though, I mean, let's be real here, leave the facts. Is furry actually been, you know, successful at protecting us from coronavirus? I mean, not with the current rate of, you know, convention cancellations, right?
True.
I mean, like, off the top of my head, how many cons have been, you know, called down, like, ever since the tail end of March?
Well, I think, like, almost every convention.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, yeah, true. Like, I mean, we had AnthroCon, that's supposed to happen in July, cancelled. Megaplex August, cancelled. August the Reference, cancelled. Furry Down Under here in May, didn't show up. Neither did Compulsive in the UK. So that's pretty much, yeah, you're right. It's pretty much the whole gamut.
Do you reckon it's going to be start opening up back in August? No?
Nah, that's a little too... I think that's a little too optimistic to open up in August at this point.
Okay.
But you know what, though? But if even, you know, the cons aren't spared, you know, what does that say about the final answer? Could, you know...
What if we just turn everyone into a furry and have our own convention by meeting in the streets?
Yeah. Right.
That'd become funny.
That's the plan now for the whole, you know, the gathering thing, is that, you know, now they're basically smalling down and going to online only. But, you know, but I digress.
It's a real shame everyone didn't move to my state, because at the moment we're actually starting to open up.
Yeah, because you've done, you know, down there, you've done some great, you know, quarantining and isolating and locking things down.
I really like how in the States, like, Wisconsin was the first thing to open up everything, and, like, it's completely doing fine.
Yeah. Yeah, but now, you know, you look at the rest of it, and now we have idiots riding on the streets that have made things even worse.
But, you know, we're getting stuff done, right, Jolt? We're getting everything done. We're making all the companies woke so they can go broke.
I know. We have this power. We're so mighty that, you know.
We're so mighty we can take down the evil corporations, finally.
Yes, take that, you know. You woke left who hate corporations. What do you know? With no effort whatsoever on our end. But yeah. But in the end, though, Vestas finalized the answer to the question, are fursuits, can being a furry protect you from coronavirus? Probably. Is that fursuits are not PPE? I know. Very anticlimactic.
How unfortunate, yeah.
They also cause a problem with distance because people generally want to cuddle and pat.
And get photos.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
So while the user might not get it, everyone else who sort of comes in contact potentially could.
That's true.
But if everyone's wearing a fursuit, does anyone contaminate anyone, though?
Well, yeah, when you get undressed.
Oh, that's true. Darn.
Yeah. It depends on if you breathe on somebody or not, because some heads could, you know, you breathe on somebody or whatever.
Yeah, you know, muzzle breathe. Like, what's underneath the mouth? Sort of thing. Can you infect people from through the mouth?
Yeah.
Of the suit. Automatic. Right?
You can, yeah.
Yeah. I know, it's a total cluster, but...
I really feel like Noble's video is like, I don't know, a therapeutic video, and we just need ASMR music or something now.
I don't know, what do you think is going to give it a vibe? Like some lounge music, some jazz?
No, I think it's lo-fi hip-hop beats to study to.
You know, yeah, I can agree with you. You know what? I think I need lo-fi Boris Johnson vaporwave.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
That's perfect, yeah.
And if we're feeling really risky, we can get some of that new age stuff going on.
Oh, don't say new age. That's got to make it really trippy, my dude. It's like everybody gathers around, what does a stream, and gets their own, you know, and gets their own pipes and says, "That's good shit, my dude."
Exactly. Is everyone saying mandatory fursuits?
Oh, I mean, well, you know, so. They did have a discussion about whether, you know, fursuits furries can protect you from getting infected in the virus that shall not be named, which is too late to say that.
I really, 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 really hope that the government is actually spending money to figure out if fursuits are actually PPE.
Yay. You know, give them a research grant. I might actually advocate for that if the government's, you know, not doing much with their money.
They could always hire Adam from Mythbusters.
That's true. Because didn't he do episode where he actually kind of made a fursuit, kind of? It was like a giant bear, I think he did.
Well, the thing is, he has been hired to do testing for the military in the past.
Right. Okay. Actually, but you know what, though? Speaking of that sort of stuff, why don't we, you know, spend money and throw in, like, some, you know, extreme fursuit stress tests to see if it's 100% virus-proof? You know, can we put a fursuit in a very big crowd to see if it won't get infected?
I like that idea.
Well, if you want, you could do like one further, like put like a, you know, like those like car companies, like they have like when they make a new car, like they like test it, like by putting like those test dummies in the vehicle and crash it.
Yeah, they do that.
But just put a fursuit on the dummies, and see what would happen.
I know, right? Like, also, what if you do things like in high concentrations too? Can putting a suit on a plane infect you, and so on? Can putting a suit on a cruise infect you?
Oh, gosh.
I'd like to know how many virus particles would be picked up in the fur. Unless, of course, they're a lizard or a dragon.
I mean, you know, the CDC claims that you can't get it that easily off contaminated surfaces, so...
Hey, what do I know, you know? I'm just a furry. My fur will basically brush, you know, my fur apparently magically brushes off the virus particles because it's magic.
I mean, I guess the virus chan cannot take the master senpai of fursuits.
I see a comment that you should pull up Jet.
Yeah, that's right. You get it, no? Bulletproof, military grade, and hazmat.
Oh, what's up? The one above that one. Their very message.
Yeah. Fursuits can be disaffected easily with alcohol spray. Yeah, I mean, self-sustained and easy, you know.
Yep.
Easy to maintain. Simple as that. You got your solution. Now it's just time to implement the solution, take this to the implementation stage.
All right. So we've agreed, right? Next week we're going to come with like our proposition and thesis, and then after it's cleared, we're going to just deliver it to the government. I like this idea.
Well,
if you want to take it one further, you can have what's those outfits? What's Big Daddy called from from Bioshock. What's that kind of outfit he's wearing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a dive suit.
A dive suit. You could take one for that dive suit.
Yeah, there we go. Like, add that to another category. Waterproof.
Oh, yes.
Perfect. I think we got all the bases covered. Look at that. That, you know, a fursuit for all situations, including even pandemics.
Actually, no, we forgot spacesuit.
Oh, mate. Yes.
That's true, yeah.
That'll make it awkward.
I'm a space pirate wolf. Yiff.
And I'm on Trump's Space Force.
You know, that was actually a pretty funny TV show.
God, you guys. That's, yeah. But in that end, though, like, I mean, what do you guys think, though? No? Mandate fursuits for everyone so that they'll be protected from coronavirus?
I say yes.
I'd say yes as well. Why not?
Wonderful. All right, there you go. All right, pitch it to your government, folks. That's what we're doing. We got the solution for the virus. So, we got the next item on the show, and this one's going to be, you know, quite the doozy, because this one's been blowing up around and around the internet. You guys have known this too, but
oh, please, Joel. I don't know if my heart can take it. I don't know. No.
Microsoft is shutting down Mixer and partnering with Facebook Gaming.
I don't like it.
I hate this idea.
It makes you wonder how much Facebook coughed up to Microsoft for this to happen.
A lot, probably.
Yeah, they definitely coughed up millions to do this sort of thing. But of all things, you know, Microsoft had to, you know, shut down Mixer and then, you know, do all of this. How much money did Microsoft lose?
I mean, at least 60 million paying out Ninja and Shroud, so.
Yeah.
And now, you know, and a lot of big name streamers, too, to boot.
It's just this type of thing is huge, especially financially.
It's just right. So sad because I was looking forward to Twitch maybe at some point in the future having a rival so that they clean their act up a bit. But
I know, like, I mean, Mixer was built kind of as the anti-Twitch and all this stuff, you know, a streaming service that might just be popped, you know, to rival Twitch because it had the backing of Microsoft. But, you know, lo and behold, what do we get? Mixer is closing down, and everybody who's there, you know, will either be ported over to Facebook Gaming or just have to, you know, scrap the entire thing altogether.
I wonder what this means for, like, other, like, competitors, like DLive and stuff like that. I would imagine they're probably going to shut down soon as well.
Nah, DLive is going to be fine.
Is it fine?
Yeah.
Because DLive is not, you know, DLive is, you know, cryptocurrency backed.
Okay. And okay, that makes sense then.
And so forth.
Okay.
You know what amazes me out of all of this, though? Is that Smashcast GG is still a streaming service.
And that's what something that, you know, dedicated to Super Smash Bros. And that's been running for years and years.
Well, also, like, it was Hitbox that owned it, but then they broke apart. So it just, like, amazes me that that is still going on, but we're losing Mixer.
Right. Okay, we've got a live comment here. SDX Darker says, Ninja took $30 million from this deal. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. I hope he pays his taxes.
I hope he invests it properly so he doesn't end up losing out from it.
I mean, I'd be okay with Ninja losing out on everything, to be honest. Let's be real here.
It wouldn't surprise me if he does.
I kind of put Ninja and the Paul brothers, like, on the same, like, level of idiocy.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, Mixer shutting down just reminds me, I don't know if you guys remember this, but remember when YouTube Gaming, like, was its own website?
It was.
There was a time where there was, like, a gaming YouTube website. What, 3 years ago? And then they shut it down because they're like, oh, well, people are underutilizing this. But the game, like, the actual, like, gaming YouTube was just so much better formatted than the regular YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, where it was?
Yeah.
Like, the one thing that's confusing nowadays, I don't even know how to, like, go to, like, YouTube gaming nowadays.
Like, I know, YouTube gaming, I don't go there. I just watch videos from, you know, from YouTube creators, and that was it. Just goes direct to the channel.
Yeah, that's what I do. Just goes
right to YouTube, you know.
Regular YouTube or whatever.
It's a mess. And, yeah. And you know what's worse, you know, speaking of the whole, you know, transition to Facebook gaming, Bill Spencer actually says, he thinks the Mixer community is really going to benefit from the broad audience that Facebook has through their properties and the abilities to reach gamers in a very seamless way through the social platform Facebook has, quote unquote.
I don't think it's going to work in their favor, to be honest.
No.
Which is ironic because Zoomers actually hate Facebook.
Right. And speaking on that same note, you know, what's the main demographic of Facebook, you know? 40 plus.
Karens.
40 pluses. Karens, right. You know, Zoomers are basically inventing for things like TikTok and all that stuff.
Not just that. Like, a lot of people that's from Mixer, like, is going back to or going to Twitch anyway. They're not going to stay for Facebook anyway, so.
And then you've got other things as well, too. Like, you know, Facebook's shonky shit, like the harvesting of data.
Yep.
But, you know, the only solace that you get out of this one is that, you know, Facebook won't be allowed to harvest data from Xbox users when they're using the streaming thing. But, honestly...
Most people aren't going to use it on the Xbox, though.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, you know... Because Xbox is still, you know, trying to integrate all this mess, you know, messy stuff because of, you know, they're trying to do the whole xCloud gaming service for the next generation. And, you know, and because of this, though, they're trying to think that, you know, Microsoft is trying to bring xCloud to Facebook gaming and so on and so on. But seriously, though, let's be real here. Gaming streaming services haven't succeeded well if you look at things like Google Stadia, right?
Yeah.
We don't have the bandwidth to be able to stream gaming at the moment. There'd have to be a huge internet overhaul in order to, well, you know,
well, the US
support that kind of infrastructure.
The US, we don't. I think maybe South Korea and Japan and stuff like that.
No. I mean worldwide.
It's not worldwide, we don't.
I mean,
worldwide, we couldn't do it.
Really?
If you want the fastest solution, why don't we just, you know, shut down Netflix and, you know, and hog all the bandwidth for ourselves?
Nah, we got to shut down those 4K TVs. They're taking all the bandwidth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, some consoles... Yeah, you're right. And then the problem will repeat itself because there's Xboxes and stuff will be running on 4K TVs to stream their games. So, yeah. Rinse, repeat, loop, cycle. But hey, I digress.
I mean, we could do what TPG did in Australia years and years ago and shut down the BitTorrent protocol.
Right, but, you know, but people would just go elsewhere to do things like, you know, to go find their torrents, won't they? Yeah.
Well, the BitTorrent protocol is utilized by gaming companies like Bethesda. Is that the company one? The one that does WoW?
No. WoW, that's Blizzard.
Yeah, that's Blizzard.
Yeah,
Blizzard uses the BitTorrent protocol to distribute updates. So when TPG blocked their the BitTorrent protocol, no one could update WoW.
Oof.
Yeah, that was years ago, though.
But you know what, though? Speaking of other stuff, though, there's not an awful lot of optimism for this as well, because, you know, how many ventures has Microsoft had with other partners? Groove Music and Spotify. Did that even work?
I actually have no idea.
Not just that. You have to take account like how many like projects Microsoft has failed over the years as well. And Microsoft, they failed a lot over the years. So this doesn't surprise me as well.
It's kind of weird because, like, every time Microsoft tries to partner with something, it goes horribly. But when they do their own stuff, it seems to go fantastic.
Not always.
But that does seem to be the trend with Microsoft. Like, they'll partner with something and it'll just, like, go way downhill. And then, like, they're like, okay, well, we're just going to do this thing that we were thought about partnering, but we're going to do it ourselves. And then, for whatever reason, yeah. It's a success.
But wasn't it like the Zoom Microsoft only, and that failed completely?
No, that was Skype. We don't talk about Skype.
Yeah, and look at where that's gone to.
No, it's supposed to lose it thing.
It's so awful because I actually uninstall Skype on my computer, and literally every three patches of updates that I get, Skype magically reappears, and I'm like, what? You weren't even anywhere in the update notes. How did you come back?
Because
it's like a zombie that just doesn't want to die.
Well, yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's true. That happens to me as well with these Windows updates or whatever. Yeah.
I know, Windows updating is just a pain in the ass at times, huh?
Yep.
It really is. Especially when, I at least set it so it doesn't update automatically anymore. Like, I have to force it to update. But it's still annoying because then it'll just, annoy me the entire time. It's like, you haven't updated in 2 weeks. You should consider updating. And I'm like, shut up.
And then when the auto-updater thing is just... just keeps running and running, update and shut down, notifying and all that. And
yeah, Microsoft sort of shot themselves in the foot with the way they're forcing people to update.
Yeah.
But the worst update for Windows was Search 0.2 for Windows XP.
Yes.
They crippled some large corporate networks with that.
Really? Yeah. I guess people are using Windows XP still for some reason.
I like the comment that Darkus put.
Yeah, Facebook gaming is a death sentence. It's where all good gamers go to die.
I mean, basically, you go to Facebook gaming now if you're just banned on Twitch because you're too toxic. And then you get, two viewers and that's it. And that's your life.
Yeah, where else are you supposed to go?
I mean, I guess you can always stream on YouTube, but that's a pain.
Yeah.
I know.
Because, you get demonetized and stuff. Yeah.
Also, algorithm just hates you if you don't stream consistently.
True.
I tried to go live on YouTube after not going live on YouTube for 2 months because I'd been streaming on Twitch. And, no one got notified.
Ooh, nasty.
And I'm just sitting there with... So I only had chat, so I didn't know how many viewers I got, but I assume I had zero. So...
that's where multi-streaming comes in, yeah?
Yeah, you just can't do it with Twitch, unfortunately. Part of their affiliate deals. You agree that you are not going to multi-stream to Twitch in another platform.
Whoop-de-doo, look at that. It's so anti-competition that it just...
Yeah, but it ends up screwing them over because if someone decides that they instead want to stream to two or three different services, right. Well, then they just don't stream to YouTube.
And they don't stream to Twitch. Twitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to multi-stream to YouTube, Twitch, and then other Mixer was one of them, and then other places. But now I just don't multi-stream because it's not really worth my time. Because it's annoying to have to go into Streamlabs OBS and set everything up.
Yeah, I feel your pain on that front too. Don't want to use Streamlabs and all that. Want to do this and go direct.
Pretty much.
Why do we know? So there's going to, so what are our hopes are going to, what are our hopes, what will they be for a new anti-Twitch? If Mixer failed, who's going to be able to pull this off?
I guess it puts DLive in the spotlight now.
Right.
A little bit.
Yeah. True. Considering their crypto backed and, they've been gaining a popularity for people who can't, get in on the scene with both. And so on. So yeah. I think, DLive might be the place to go. But yeah. Well, not super optimistic, but hey, what do I know? So now that said, I guess that's that'll put a wrap on that.
Yeah, we'll never talk Mixer again because it died.
Yeah, so much for that. RIP Mixer. We hardly knew ya. Facebook gaming is a new substitute.
Oh, well. It's like that substitute teacher that you know is in the building by their overwhelming perfume, and you're just like, oh no, today's gonna suck.
I used to have one when I was in school that would read the same book in every class, and we had that teach us three times in a year one point, and it's like, oh god, the same book.
I know, I had the same thing too in one year of my high school when, you know, when my main teacher became an assistant principal.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, indeed. So, now, next item we have is a bit of a buyout fan if you, you know, if you're keen on anime. You might want to keep your eyes on this. AT&T discussed selling Crunchyroll to Sony, Funimation's parent company.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Because Crunchyroll, you know, most people who tend to watch, you know, tend to stream anime use that service, but now they're going to Sony. Maybe.
I mean, you know, the only good thing I see coming out of this is, like, maybe PlayStation Plus users get an automatic subscription to Crunchyroll. That'd be cool.
Right. Like,
I doubt that'll be the case, but you can hope.
I know, right? Like, that would be, you know, a double deal all in one. Considering,
it,
you know, Sony's got a hand.
It would be a great marketing ploy, to be honest.
I think so. If either that or a discount, if, you know, maybe a good discount maybe would be good as well.
I would even take a discount.
Yeah.
If they threw it in with a subscription, it would be a great way to sell their, well, store.
That's, I mean, true. Yeah, PlayStation Plus is a subscription service, so
it really depends.
You might as well, you know, you gotta, you know, include Crunchyroll in the bundle.
It really depends on the actual cost for Sony. But if they were to release it, I'm pretty sure they'd get a shit ton of people more signing up, or at least buying a PlayStation even.
Yeah.
True.
Right before PS5 and the modem comes out. Oh, sorry,
oh,
the
God,
modem.
No, like, just get their jacket. All this stuff, you know. Oh.
I'm just looking forward to my new modem when it comes out.
Nah, I'm looking forward to getting, you know, getting buying two of these and having and running a plane through one of them.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I'm reckon most people are gonna get the one with the disc anyway, inside the discless one.
Yeah. I digress though, but to be honest though, of all the evils though, look at what Sony's done at the moment. Like, they've not been making some great decisions considering. Like in the recent track record, let's consider. They've moved their office to California. They've done, you know, a lot of censorious stuff. And speaking of censorious stuff, you know what weebs love the most? They want access to, you know,
big anime titties.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I find it ironic that for us to get more progressive, we have to censor more.
Right.
Maybe that's just me, but it's ironic that the radicals want to censor more than, like, us people who are just like, yeah, give me big anime titties, we're good.
I question the idea about publicly advertising your kinks.
You know, it's like F-list for furries, but, you know, but with weaves. Whole nother story.
Yeah, it's so.
But hey, but that's not the point of this discussion. But at this point, like, you know, if they do sell it to Sony, who, well, like, let's look at their latest example, made an absolute cluster out of The Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
Which, also, interesting note, that they now removed the sex scene in the you know, in Japanese markets.
I wonder why. I wonder why.
And they probably won't sell The Last of Us 2 in, you know, in Middle Eastern markets.
Oh, definitely not.
Heck, Russia even. So, and, you know, and the whole handling of the situation of The Last of Us 2, you know, from censoring leaks and all that, was just a cluster. I mean, what they could, you know, what's to stop them from doing the same thing to an anime series if they got posted up to Crunchyroll and Sony was in charge of it?
That's true.
That is.
I wonder
true.
How much they'd be cutting out of Beastars then.
Oh man.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's gonna...
I mean, some episodes of Dragon Ball Z went from like your whole 20 minutes down to like 10 back in the day. Just the amount they had to censor.
All I'm saying is Beastars is a wild show.
You're hooked on it, aren't you?
I am, but it's wild. I don't know. I mean, who else would buy Crunchyroll, though? Like, HBO? I don't like some of HBO's decisions lately, either.
I mean, they've partnered... Really? I mean, Crunchyroll has partnered with HBO, to be honest. Like, I'll show... In that case, I'll show you, you know. Well, okay. Yeah, but, you know, Crunchyroll has partnered with HBO, and then... And HBO, you know, and Crunchyroll has basically joined in on HBO's streaming service, so on. But, you know, so what's so bad about HBO?
I mean, the only... I guess for me, like, someone who used to have HBO on like, a regular cable service that isn't DirecTV, it just sucks that they pulled it off of basically every cable TV service that isn't DirecTV.
Right, right. I see what you mean. Like, but yeah, but I mean, but on that same note, though, apparently word on the street is that HBO has basically canned a couple of episodes of South Park.
Weird.
Oh, no. Wait, they didn't cancel the entire show?
No, they basically cut out 5 episodes of, you know, South Park for a forget this, for depictions of the Prophet Muhammad.
Oh, I remember that. That's old news. But the thing is, they didn't actually air Muhammad. They just had, like, a sticker over him.
They just put, like, a little black censor bar or something.
Yeah, it was censored originally. So they've cut the episodes out, so they're no longer streaming them. Is that what happened, or...?
It's almost as if I want the, you know... I wanted the original versions of these with Prophet Muhammad on it.
They never aired them. That's the thing. It was such a controversial thing at the time that they were afraid they'd get hit with a terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
So they aired it, but they censored it.
Okay, actually, here's an idea. What if Crunchyroll... get spot by Facebook?
Oh, no.
No.
Not friend face.
Anything but. Can you imagine just how, you know, how fast they're going to collapse if they did that?
Yeah, I mean, all the Karens would come in and see the little Timmy watching anime that he shouldn't be watching. And... They'd be calling Facebook, asking to speak to the manager of Crunchyroll.
How would you guys feel if Tencent bought it out? You have so much money at this point; you could afford it. So,
yeah. I still am not a fan of what Tencent did to League of Legends, basically. So, yeah, I'm very against that.
Oh, you play League of Legends as well?
Yeah. Well, I mean, define play at this point. I go into a game and it's a coin flip. I either am super fed or I'm just like, okay, well, I mean, it's kind of cool to alt tab out.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But I get what you mean. It's.
Yeah.
But to be honest, like, who of them would be the best benefit to Crunchyroll at this point, huh? If they would just, you know, sell off.
I don't know, because I was going to say Disney, but then I don't want them to make the animes kid-friendly.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, that's not going there.
I don't want them to Disney it.
And besides, I think if they went with the Disney aesthetic, you just won't be an anime anymore.
Well, yeah. That's the question. What animes would Disney allow?
That's true.
Probably the, like, somewhat family-friendly ones, like Naruto.
They won't allow, like, Beastars, Goblin Slayer, and Rising of the Shield Hero, for one.
I quit Naruto when it was translated to English.
I watched some of the English Narutos, and, well...
I don't think they would allow One Piece, because, you know, they would probably say it's racist or something.
I don't know. I never got any complaints or any vibe, you know, weird vibes from One Piece.
You know, oh, no, but you know how still. Disney's woke and whatever, so they probably make some excuse.
It promotes piracy.
Can you wait? Can you picture Mickey Mouse in anime though? An anime Mickey Mouse?
God no.
That would be kind of cringy.
You would think that Kingdom Heart, like partner with, you know, with Square Enix and Kingdom Hearts singer would give them the anime treatment, but no.
I mean, let's not talk Kingdom Hearts, all right? I already have two disappointments coming later this year, all right?
About what, new games?
Well, you know, Memory and Melody and then, like, the Kyrie DLC. Both things that, like, I don't really want.
Oh. Okay. Fair enough.
I guess it's cool that I'm getting a new Kingdom Hearts game for, like, in less than a year, but, you know.
So, is this new Kingdom Hearts, are they redoing the old one, or is it a completely new version of it?
So it's a new version of the games, apparently. Memory of Melody. It's basically going to be a rhythm game, and you play through the storylines with like a rhythm game. I don't know. It's coming to the Switch. Who knows how it's going to go?
Huh?
Who could Crunchyroll even sell off to that actually would be enjoyable for them to sell off to, though?
Well, if someone had enough money and they were really interested in anime, that could be a potential thing, but...
Do you think we can get Elon Musk to buy Crunchyroll?
Oh, God. What about Amazon?
Welcome to... No, Amazon's done some questionable things in the last few weeks.
I wouldn't trust Amazon with it either. To be honest, though, I bet you if Elon did it, he'd, being the clown that he is, he'd make something good out of it.
Call it the Tesla streaming service.
Mandated on all, you know, now free on all Cybertrucks and Tesla Model S's.
Yes.
And more.
Can you just picture watching the anime, like, as you're driving in your brand new Tesla?
Yeah. I can. Or if you're so, you know, adventurous, you know, he'd put it on his SpaceX.
Oh, God. Sorry, that's just wrong.
We can finally send Naruto to the moon.
Yeet!
Okay, that's it. We gotta convince Elon Musk now that he needs to buy Crunchyroll.
No, he needs to buy animes. He needs his own anime.
Ooh, I like this idea as well.
Right, like he's such a character, you just... Yeah.
Although I have to admit, it would be ironic if a Japanese company bought an American anime service.
Right, like, you know, we're taking back anime.
Yeah.
Cancels all future dubbed anime from then on.
Yeah, anime for the purists only.
If you're a purist, you go for subbed.
They actually just remove subtitles and like you just have to straight up learn Japanese to watch anime.
No.
I get you.
That brings back Sylvanas vibes.
It brings back memories, I know. I watched subs and then, you know, the rest of it happened. That's how I got hooked into anime in those early days, but hey.
Me, it was Neon Genesis Evangelion on SBS.
Yep. Actually, no, I think the Gundam animes are what drew me in. Or Dragon Ball Z. It might have been Dragon Ball Z, actually.
Dragon Ball Z. Have you seen the uncensored episodes from that?
I have, and I appreciate them.
The Frieza Saga ones were really dark.
Oh, they were super dark.
I didn't realize a salesman could be that, vicious. Frieza's based on a real estate salesman.
Mm-hmm.
That's the psychotic part. Watching that and realizing that is like, oh,
nasty. Like, oh no, that's not go buy houses no more, right? I don't...
What's weird is, I swear, real estate salesmen act exactly like Frieza. Sometimes they're even the same height.
Cold, ruthless, you know. Except in the real world, they're just either A, more pushy, B, more whatsoever, and then, you know.
Have you noticed they're all the height of Frieza? I don't know a real estate salesman that's taller than me.
Jolt, what have Vera said?
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see why. I think you know, it's a short man syndrome sort of thing.
I think so too.
Compensating for something that you don't have.
Mm-hmm. Reverse cultural anime appropriation.
But yeah, I guess that is kind of that though. So I suppose. All right, yeah, reverse cultural anime appropriation. Damn right. So, I guess, you know, with whatever's left, just the whole plus.
Ooh, can I say it, Jolt? Can I say it? Nintendo's racist! Yay!
We just found... Yeah, that's right. Like, we only found out about this because of the latest release of a new Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Fighter.
Yes. Oh, man, the Twitter feed. I don't know if anyone has seen it yet, but it is just a cesspool.
It's a cluster. I agree with you. I've been showing it, but... Yeah, so give me the lowdown.
Basically, Nintendo announced, I think it was a month ago, that they were going to have an ARMS rep come into the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Correct.
And a whole bunch of people wanted Twintel, and they didn't get Twintel. They decided Min Min. Instead, but now a whole bunch of Black Lives Matter movement are calling Nintendo racist for not including a person of color, which is kind of ironic because Min Min is Asian, and I thought Asians were people of color. But yeah.
Remind me again, who does the, you know, for all intents and purposes, because, you know, this whole thing is now exploding to, you know, the racialized voice actors. Who does the English voice of Min Min?
Ooh, I actually don't know. Let me go find this really quick.
Hey, Joel, maybe you could do it if they get kicked off.
Right. Like
Troy Baker.
Really?
Wait, what?
No.
There's no way.
No, but the point is, we don't know, but you know, in Japan, of course, a Japanese woman provides a voice. We get that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I'm sad it's not Twintel either, but it's not because, Twintel's, black and I want a black representative in Smash. It's just, Twintel, I think, is cooler. Okay, let's be honest. Twintel is thicker. That's the reason.
Thick lives matter.
Exactly. But yeah, interestingly enough, for whatever reason, some people on the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right. Here's the thing. Look at this. This is the cursed comment that got ratioed so badly. 542 comments versus 71 likes.
Yeah.
Look at this. Read this tweet.
Yeah, the Nintendo had a chance to put the first black playable character into Smash Brothers game. Despite them being highly requested, they did not. Smash Bros. Is a collection of the most loved characters from a long history of games. Zero are black, actions, not words. And then they, picked the statement that Nintendo put out about the George Floyd stuff.
Right. And I think this reaction just pretty much sums it up. Like, you've got a man looking at his can and just said, "What?"
Pretty much. I don't know. It's just, it's a huge controversy, especially with the Smash Brothers community right now. Because it's not, ironically enough, it's not even the people in Smash Brothers that actually matter, the pros and stuff, that are upset about this. It's just a bunch of random people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. The issue for companies is sorting out the comment. Well, it's a negative comment, and the problem is they've got to sort out who is, you know, their target audience, but they just don't bother doing that anymore. It's, oh shit, people are flaring up about something, we got to do something about it.
Yeah, and you're right, though. Again, like, just it has a confirmation, too. Min Min is indeed an Asian character. Though she does, you know, follow the Japanese, you know, the Japanese, you know, blonde-haired woman fantasy.
Yeah, it's just a mess. Everyone's calling Sakurai and, like, all of Nintendo racist now.
Right, but, you know, it's Nintendo Japan who, I believe, who made the you know, the head decision to include it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are the ones who make most of the decisions concerning, like, anything about their games, actually. So, Nintendo of America just is basically, like, along for the ride.
Right. Well, the games are pretty much produced, I thought, for their region in mind, their own country. Mm-hmm. And we simply get basically what are the leftovers and what have been now altered, or what they can alter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Earth Power's ducked out. But other than that, yeah, like, look, considering all these reactions, here's another one, you know. We asked for PPUC, and this is what you give us. I'm done supporting you, Nintendo.
I like the comment right below it too. Asians aren't POC anymore.
Right.
What?
Right. Okay, full disclosure, that's not a secret. I'm Asian.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If the irony fan could get any faster, it would blow like all of this away.
Yeah, and you know what the best part of this is too? I think people seem to have forgotten that you can actually choose to skin your villagers and your splatoons, you know, into black.
Actually the video I sent you, the guy went over that. He's like, you know, you can make the villagers black, you can make the Inklings black, you can make the Pokemon trainers black, but we're going to complain because the ARMS character is not Twintel. And not even for the reason that, like, people like Twintel, but for the reason that Twintel's black and Min Min's Asian, albeit, like, you know, the Japanese fantasy, but...
This is the type of thing when you focus solely on racism for your, ideals, you kind of screw yourself over. Yeah, sorry, but that's the only way I can put it.
It's kind of similar to, like, the Blizzard incident that no one wants to acknowledge. Because it's not happening to black people, it's happening to people in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, speaking of, that you know, wrong. Weird racism, racistic rows and stuff, as of late, like, just to diverge on this, is that we've had a spate of voice actors quit voicing characters because the character in that show is not the same race that they are. And I guess, you know, this whole writing thing has just kind of fueled that.
Well, that's the thing that upsets me about voice actors, sorry.
Right, yeah. So let's give you an example. Jenny Slate quits Netflix's Big Mouth citing animated characters race.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't get what's the big deal for that.
I know, like... I mean, if it were me... Go on.
Sorry, it seems like you have... If you're a woman... black basically topples you.
Right. Like, if there's a hierarchy that goes on in this, and it's just nothing but a, you know, pure ivory tower.
It's like, what's next? You can't be a female voicing a guy character?
You know, people have done that all the time. You know, Bart like, Simpson.
A good example would be Tommy Pickles. It's voiced by a female.
Right. You know, Ash Ketchum. Voiced by a woman.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing.
Those things don't bother me at all.
What matters in voice acting is your voice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. It doesn't matter what color your skin is, where your family comes from, where you were born. As long as you can pull off that voice, then it's perfect.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
There's a lot of things that go on with it, too. You know, the voice, the character... That thing and the authenticity. And the accent.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not forget about that, too, yeah?
But, I mean, you know how it goes. Companies get woke and then they become broke.
I get... Yeah, that's the number one adage, too.
So, the whole thing about the Min Min thing and then, like, anything that comes up when people are like, oh, I can't do this because it's racist for me to do this, is I'm always, like, wondering what's, like, the flip side that they're now going to do. Like, is Nintendo now just going to be like, oh, well, I guess we have to put Twintel in as well?
Well, Nintendo might just stop bringing Smash Brothers to the US.
Ooh, yeah, that would be awful for everyone involved.
Yeah, that would be. I would also argue the opposite would be more true than the latter. That's more racist to not voice a black character if you're not that race.
I mean, yeah, they're the ones. She's the one who actually up and said, you know, that only black people can only be, you know, black characters can only be voiced by, you know, black people.
I have an argument to that. The original Ghostbusters. Was it Winston from Ghostbusters 1? Or was it 2? He wanted to voice himself in the cartoon series, the real Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. But the people behind it decided that he didn't sound right for that role.
Directors, right? You gotta love them.
So that actor going to a cartoon version of the movie, you know, that would have been great. But no, turns out they said, "Oh, we don't want you. You don't sound right." It just, what the hell?
Yeah.
Right.
That's messed up.
It is. That's something to be upset about. That article is just ridiculous.
I mean, the whole thing that's ironic about this is that by people trying to not be racist, they're actually being slightly more racist.
I agree.
No, by trying not to be racist, you are being racist.
Yeah.
And not to mention that they actually went, you know, bent their knees backwards and made a whole long, lengthy apology letter.
See, the problem is, to the majority of people, that just looks bad. That gives you a reason to avoid their product. That's why I ditched Gillette.
Yeah, it's why, you know. And now the current situation of the time is that the woke is everywhere. Look, let's be real here. Look, you got to face the fact that there's no real way of escaping it.
Nope.
Other than, you know, supporting the non-woke stuff.
I never thought my Smash Bros would be targeted.
But here we are.
Min Min is racist.
Yeah.
And she's only, you know, white by the choice of the Japanese, quote-unquote white, by choice of the Japanese depiction.
I'm afraid what's going to happen with Pokemon.
I'm afraid what's going to happen when the two main actors of Back to the Future, when they pass away. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid they're going to go woke on that movie, on that franchise. And I'm going to be pissed.
Maybe Doc Brown, when he visited our time, when he was talking about Marty's kids, he was just talking about, like, it's awful, they're super woke, and Marty didn't understand it.
Oh, no!
Don't say that, please. Oh, man.
Maybe Doc Brown already knew.
Oh, God.
Luckily, that was only 2015.
But he just chose to hide from us so that we have to deal with the, you know, the woke apocalypse ourselves. God. Yeah, it's shocking. Oh, but I suppose that there is that, I guess. But yeah. Now, you know, it's just a sad time. Quote-unquote racism is everywhere. It's manufactured and nothing is safe. Fair.
Nothing is sacred. Yeah. Not even Nintendo.
I agree.
Yeah.
Nothing's sacred.
Look, we still have high hopes for Nintendo, but hey, yeah, go ahead.
At least Nintendo's a Japanese company, so... Let's just hope
the Japanese
values
won't, you know, aren't going to stand in, you know. If, yeah, at least we're lucky that Nintendo of America are not the ones making the, you know, executive decisions.
Yeah.
So, Nintendo, if that was true, Nintendo would collapse overnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I believe there is that there at this point in time. What a week, huh? What a week.
Yes.
And it all just, like, came crashing down, like, the last 2 days, which is so weird.
It's always been a trend like this, you know? Like, Thursdays and Fridays are when the, you know, the news cycle seems to pick up. whatever.
Everyone's still sleepy Monday through Wednesday.
And on, I know. On Avera's behalf, can it get worse? Yes, it can.
Well, for him, it won't get worse for him. Hope, you know, he'll regain, he'll recover.
Oh no, I'm not talking about, otherwise, you know. I'm talking about what's happening in the world.
Otherwise, you know, I won't have my precious co-host.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about what's going on in the world, Joe.
Oh yeah. The world, yeah, things will get worse before they get better. I guess.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately.
So.
I mean, here's to hoping that 2021 is better, right? Because I don't know how this can get any worse.
It's like we want a redo of 2020.
Exactly.
Can I hit the reset button on 2020? Oh, you mean I already did save states for this? Darn it.
Wake me up when September ends. Oh, what? Wait, did I just hit a copyright strike?
No, it's a cover,
right? You have to play the audio track to get the strike.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a cover. It's protected by fair use. There you go.
Like that Vero message.
All right, so my co-host says, Joel, you do a good Australian accent for an Asian. Mate, I'm not sure about
that. that week, right.
But thanks, though, all the same. I hope you enjoyed us, you know, taking the wheel and you sitting out. This one, in that sense, though. So let's close up. Who'd like to make a little closing statement up, you know, for this week's craziness?
I guess I can go. So thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. And remember, guys, Nintendo's really not racist.
Yeah, give them your full support and buy Nintendo. So who's next, Noble?
I don't even know if I could beat my head into a wall hard enough to get some sanity at the moment. I'm sorry. That's the only thing I can think of saying.
My clause is the same. If you have a fursuit, you're protected by the virus.
That's right!
Fursuits are PPE.
That's right. Let's get back out there, you know, suit up and go marching, you know. We're safe to go to work. We're considered essential.
Just read the fine print. If you get the virus, I'm not responsible.
No. Go in there and just cross yourself out of the statistics.
It's all fake anyway, right?
Right. This is just the year of manufactured crises. The virus that shall not be named. The riots.
The murder hornets.
Yes.
The murder hornets that went nowhere.
That's accurate.
Yeah. I don't even know what happened to them, but yeah. So, this is us for this week, though. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed listening to the show as we did in the making of it. And as always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and more platforms later down the line. Not Twitch. But yeah, this is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Keep sane.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.